Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris, and I want to suggest that all of you who have not yet listened to yesterday's radio show, it's about essentially News Corp buying out Move.com, and Move.com owns, you know, I could think most relevant to you guys, Realtor.com, right? So you need to listen to yesterday's radio show. It was probably one of our most downloaded radio shows, for obvious reasons. I mean, this is going to affect you. A lot of people I've read on Inman and some other sources, the people are saying, oh, it's no big deal. Not going to affect realtors. BS. It is going to affect realtors. And here's the bottom line reason why. And I said this yesterday, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about today because Julie and I have got a really exciting topic to present to all of you. But the bottom line reason why is because it's going to create a juggernaut for those of you who have not yet learned how to go after the business yourself. For those of you who are dependent on buying leads, News Corp buying Realtor.com, Zillow and Trulia becoming, you know, as we, you know, I think aptly have renamed them, Zulia. Those of you who are buying leads are going to be paying more. It's less competition. Duh. Isn't that the way it always works? Right. You guys, if you've been in the business for a long time, when Julie and I sold real estate in Columbus, Ohio, we didn't do newspaper ads, but there was two papers when we started selling real estate, the Columbus Citizen Journal, I think, and the Columbus Dispatch. Well, the CJ went out of business, and guess what the Columbus Dispatch did? They raised their advertising rate through the roof, and they did it almost instantaneously, and it wasn't just like 10% more. It was like 100% more. So, yeah, I mean, the bottom line is News Corp is not entering into the real estate business like they are buying essentially Move.com out of their love for real estate. They're doing it to make a crap ton of money, and they will. They're spending $1 billion buying Move, and like I said, Realtor.com is part of the package. National Association of Realtors already signed off on it. This is not a hypothetical. It's going to happen. And if you guys are still dependent on buying buyer leads, you are going to find your days ahead to be really egregious because it's going to be too expensive. So you really need to take seriously the idea of learning how to finally build your own business. I mean, honestly, aren't you sick of the ups and downs in your cash flow? Aren't you really tired of the uncertainty of knowing, you know, essentially where your next deal is going to come from? That way of being is not normal. And well, it is normal for most realtors, but it's not required. You know, you can actually make a decision that you're not going to live like that anymore. Did you get into real estate to have these crazy feast or famine months, these cash spurts and not cash flow? You know, that's what a lot of you guys are suffering from because you've not fully embraced the blessing that is being in the real estate business, but also the work that goes along with it. I know this resonates with you, Julie. You and I were talking about, we talk about this topic virtually every day.
All the time.
You know? Yeah. Right. So share with the listeners some of...
I love to see the confidence that and the transformation that happens to agents when they get it, when they start using a real pre-listing package, a real listing presentation, when they know their objection handlers, when they can't wait to get to the appointment. I had an agent tell me today that she had an opportunity to go on a listing presentation with one of her past clients' neighbors, right? But she didn't pursue it because she didn't feel confident in that price range, because she didn't feel confident yet being in front of someone who she didn't already know. However, she has just finished her pre-listing package. We're just starting to use it, and I can already see her wanting to go on more presentations like that versus avoiding them like the plague because maybe we'll be uncomfortable, a little bit fish out of water. I'm not going to go after this one, even though I probably should. So seeing that transformation from a coaching standpoint, you know, that's really exciting. I guess maybe we live vicariously. You and I always joke that this is not Tim and Julie's halfway house for wayward realtors, that we raise superstars. And I just love seeing them transform into that rock star agent that can't wait to go on the appointment. That's a lot more fun anyway.
You and I were talking about this last night, and the fact that we have a lot of personal coaching clients that for the first time in their careers are cresting 100 units this year, or 200
yeah.
units this year, or, you know,
awesome.
A couple that are cresting 300 units for the first time this
mm-hmm.
year. And Mr. Producer, I know you're listening, make sure we get that list of agents to you so we can set up those superstar interviews with them. So the moral of the story, guys, is if you're struggling at this point, especially if you've been listening to this radio show for a while, as I know literally tens of thousands of you have, if you're still struggling in the business, you're doing that consciously. You're making the choice to struggle. You're making the choice to continue basically to make it so that real estate is more of a curse than, you know, a blessing for you and your family. You're making that choice because, you know, there we could not have laid it out any easier how to become successful. It in one reason why I think some of you, sometimes our message doesn't resonate with all of you, you know, and the reason why is because you're just not ready to hear it. You're just not ready to listen to the truth. Arrogant of me to say that, I realize, but it is true. I mean, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, when the lesson is to be learned, a teacher will arise. Well, you're tuning in right now. You're listening probably in
mm-hmm.
replay. Tens of thousands of realtors will be listening to today's radio show. I wonder how many of you guys are actually sick of your own BS. How many of you guys are actually sick of the struggle, the feast or famine? Have you actually, you know, gotten to the point where you believe that's how real estate's supposed to be? It's not. Mm-hmm. You know, virtually, I think every single one of the agents that Julie and I were talking about, and we probably came up with a list of, I don't know, 20 agents that are cresting 100 units or 200 or 300 units for the first time in their careers, they've been with us for virtually their entire real estate careers, I would say 5 to 10 years. And they have become rich. Many of them have become multimillionaires. There is a proven path to follow. You can either choose to follow it or you don't have to. You can choose to be like the mediocrity. You can choose to be like every other agent out there. Now listen, the topic today is one of my favorite topics. It's thinking big and acting bigger, and then the subtopic is what is holding you back. So Julie and I wrote down 5 terrific points. We're going to go over these points. Get ready to take notes. Please remember what I said. Go back and listen to yesterday's radio show about the effect that Move.com essentially selling out to News Corp, when that is really what it is, what effect that's going to have on those of you who are still stuck in the paradigm of buying leads. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to present these great 5 points to you. Get ready to take notes, and please, as always, share the replay of this radio show with as many other agents as you can.
According to the National Association of Realtors, only 10% of agents complete an amazing 90% of all transactions because they have a coach. If you want the production and performance that comes with being a top producer, then you need one too. Not just any coach, but the leaders in coaching today, Tim and Julie Harris. Don't just take our word for it. Listen to what HGTV star and Atlanta top producer Colette McDonald has to say.
Hi, my name is Colette McDonald, and I'm with RE/MAX in Atlanta, Georgia. I just wanted to take a moment and give a shout out to Tim and Julie Harris. I've been a coaching client of theirs for the last 4 years. When I first started in this business 12 years ago, I was very successful, did a great amount of business, averaged between $8 and $10 million a year. When I contracted with Tim and Julie to be my graduate level coaches, my production increased by 20% per year. I am now trending $30 million this year. That's amazing results over 4 years of working with Tim and Julie Harris. I highly recommend them. Tiger Woods has a coach. And why does he have a coach? Because he can't see his swing. If you do what they tell you to, you will see huge results. I am living proof.
Only Tim and Julie Harris provide powerful one-on-one coaching along with all the lead generation systems, scripts, presentations, team building, and business planning tools you need to dominate your real estate market. We offer affordable pricing with no long-term contracts, and our entire coaching staff are trained professional agents with top-producing track records. Take action now and visit us online at freecoachingcallsforagents.com to schedule your free coaching call. There's no risk, no obligation, just a free, personal, one-on-one call with a trained professional coach. Join the elite 10% of agents who make all the difference in today's market. Visit freecoachingcallsforagents.com to get started. Again, that's freecoachingcallsforagents.com.
Okay, we're back. You know, this is a great time of year to be presenting this material because, frankly, it is the start, the unofficial start of 2015 was 2 days ago, October 1st. This is something we've been preparing you guys for the last, you know, 60 days, letting you know that essentially every top producer knows that you don't start your year on January 1st, you know, in your mind emotionally. Otherwise, you're going to be playing catch up. So you have to think that your business actually is not, you know, waiting. You're not waiting 90 days to get started. You're getting started, you know, 2 days ago, October 1st. You guys with me on this? It's a mindset shift because so many of you this time of year start to lose momentum. It's something that I like to say, right now the wind is at your back. In many ways, you guys are coming off these great years and you have great energy and enthusiasm. And now what's starting to happen? I know you feel it. You're starting to feel the wind shift. So in other words, the wind in your mind is starting to shift and no longer feels like it's at your back. You're starting to listen for the objections. You're starting to listen for rationalizations to no longer work. You're starting to be like every other agent, and you're going to blow what could have been a fantastic key up for next year. That's what focused, concentrated effort means, is you got to remember that top producers know to start their year the first day of the last quarter of the previous year. So if you're starting to feel those winds shift, guess what? The winds can still be at your back. What's actually happening, and get this visualization, is you're starting to turn around and face the wind. You're actually choosing to no longer have the wind help create momentum for you. You're choosing to have the wind push you back. In other words, slow you down. Don't make that critical mistake. If you want to be like one of our top producers, if you actually want to accomplish the goals that you claim you do in this business, in your life, accept the fact that you have to learn to think bigger than you are thinking now. You know, what is holding you back right now? So again, put all these pieces together. Your year 2015 starts now, not January 1st. The effort, the mindset that you put forth that many of you would hold off on doing until the beginning of the next year starts now, not next year. 90 days from now, it's too late. That's when every other agent gets in the business, back in the business. That's when essentially all the normal, you know, headwinds start entering back into the business. Right now is the perfect time to be drilling down on creating a perfect 2015 because of the fact that many realtors are getting out of the business. You know, many realtors are taking the rest of the year off. Your competition goes away. The sellers that list this time of year are very motivated. If nothing else, the relationships that you initiate this time of year from your consistent effort result in listings and buyer sides. And again, momentum, keeping the wind at your back is the key. So the topic of today's call is thinking big and acting bigger. What is holding you back? So the first point I wrote down is your environment. And you know what? These 5 points, they could have literally been in any order. But the first point that jumped into my mind is your environment. And by environment, I mean your office. And yes, I mean the actual office, your physical office where you, you know, do most of your work. Your home. Maybe it's your, you know, actual physical, your own offices at home, or maybe your own personal house is a mess. I mean, your environment makes all the difference, and it could even be your town. I mean, it could be that the very place that you sell real estate or where you choose to sell real estate in your town is not conducive for you to accomplishing your long-term success. So, Julie, I know that you've had a lot of coaching clients that have gone to average to extraordinary because of no other reason than they've changed their environment. Can you share with the listeners an example?
Well, that's right. And one of the things that we do in coaching is use the treasure map. Real estate treasure map is our business plan, and it forces you to get very introspective about what you want and why it is that you might not have it yet. And there is a whole section about environment. So typically as a coach, I have them send me before and after pictures of both themselves and their office space. So as you said, your environment can be your office, your house, even your car. Maybe you're not closing buyers like you should because your car needs washed and maybe there's some McDonald's bags in the back. I don't know. It could be anything from that extreme to maybe you just need to upgrade everything and think bigger. Some of our clients have a little bit of a lack of exposure, so we send them to the bookstore, get a bunch of magazines that might excite you on travel, on fashion, on whatever you're even remotely interested in. Think bigger, and we'll figure out what it's going to cost to get you there. And that's part of setting the goal of how many listings you need at all times to not just thrive, but I'm sorry, not just get by, but to thrive. So, you know, environment makes the biggest difference from how you look when you walk out the door to what your office looks like. And I've seen some pretty scary before and after pictures of offices.
That's right. Okay, so the second point we wrote down, so use this time of year, guys, is to, you know, clean your office. You literally throw out old files. Get your office organized per the real estate treasure map. Put the dry erase boards on your office. Julie mentioned upgrading your appearance. Maybe you upgrade your own house. Go through everything and look to see what's around you. Does it look like the environment of a successful person? Do you look like the person that you want to be? Probably not. Next point I wrote down is the people you associate with. The people you associate with. Julie, tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, I recently had a call with an agent that said she went from one office to the other. I asked her why, and she said because even though her office was next door, you know, her cubicle area was next to some top producers, all they ever did was talk about other agents and what was wrong with the market and woe is them and things are tough and yada, yada, yada. And she said she just couldn't take it anymore. She didn't want to be in that office environment. So sometimes it's the people in your office. Sometimes it actually is your friends. As you get more and more successful, sometimes you have to upgrade your relationships too, and that can be tough sometimes. But ask yourself if the people that you are around typically are draining you, are they battery drainers, or are they battery chargers? And that will help you answer whether you need to upgrade the people that you are around, both from a business perspective as well as a personal perspective. If your friends are not being supportive of your trajectory, then maybe you need to look at that. Maybe you need to upgrade your friends. Maybe you do need to make an office change. You know, this applies to lots of different areas of life, but the people that are around you should be supportive of you, not bring you down. So, again, the question to tell the difference, are they draining the battery or are they charging your battery? How do you feel when you're around them?
Well, you know, there's been studies that have been done that basically you make the same amount of money of your, like, two or three closest friends, you know.
That's right.
I mean, it's really kind of obvious the importance of
Birds of a feather.
People. Right, exactly. Birds of a feather flock together. And you know, Julie, this goes back to one of our omnipresent points about having a media-free life. You know, some of us spend so much time online, social networking and stuff. So we're not just talking about the people you associate with, you know, physically, but the people you associate with online, the people you associate with, you know, where you sit in church or synagogue or mosque or all those types of things. Are those people, as Julie said, elevating you or are they tearing you down? You know, they're not necessarily meaning to tear you down, but when you're around that person, you feel energized or you feel drained. Sometimes family members are the most guilty of all this because you would never think that they would intentionally try to tear you down, and maybe in a lot of ways they aren't. But as you start to achieve, as you start to excel, you're going to make other people nervous. It's the old crabs in the bucket thing. You guys have heard us say this a million times, and it's always worth, you know, it's worth repeating. You put a bunch of crabs in a bucket, and one bucket or one crab tries to escape, you're going to see those other crabs literally throw their big old hooks back on them and pull them down the bucket. People do that naturally because when they see you succeeding, you make them uncomfortable. Not consciously. They're not thinking, well, Tim and Julie are starting to make a lot of money. I'm going to be uncomfortable. They're seeing that, well, Tim and Julie are making a lot of money. Why am I not making more money? Why is it that I'm not good enough for Tim and Julie? Why, da, 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 da. That all starts to happen the more successful you become. Now, I'll give you the flip side of that because Julie and I both experienced that 20-plus years ago when we started making a lot of money. You're going to have those issues with friends, family members, all those types of things. But what eventually happens is you start realizing that you have reset the bar, and eventually some of them actually will come back and thank you, realizing that you had essentially given them permission to go to the next level in their lives. So by you being a leader in your own little microcosm, even if you are facing a lot of resistance at first, maybe even rejection at first, you're going to find over time that you actually become a real beacon for advancing their own personal lives. So these are just things to keep in mind. All these types of things are normal. So expect as you become more successful that you will become, you'll become a target in some cases. You're going to attract some people, again, that you're making uncomfortable because they're jealous of you. These are all natural, normal things. So if some of you have maybe experienced that in your careers when you maybe had a touch of success before and you're listening to what Julie and I are saying right now and you're realizing that you did feel some key people in your life turn against you, you need to reanalyze whether or not those people are worth keeping in your life because chances are they're not. You know, as Jules said, birds of the feather do flock together. The third point I wrote down, and Julie, this is one of your favorite points, is getting ready to get started. So, again, thinking big and acting bigger, what's holding you back? Getting ready to get started. Julie, let the listeners know what the heck we're talking about.
Right. We hear this a lot. You know, I would be further along if I wasn't stuck. if I wasn't getting ready to get started to someday possibly be in the right mood on the correct sunny day, Tuesday afternoon, when all the planets are in alignment. You guys put so many requirements on your success sometimes, when in fact it just takes putting one foot in front of the other and starting into play what we call the accumulation effect, the accumulation of your work. So stop with the whole getting ready to get started to someday possibly might be in the right mood and the right mindset to be successful. It's actually the actions that you take that get you there. If you're going to continue to be dependent on your emotions and all the requirements that you place on your success, you're probably never going to find the success that you're after. So stop putting so many strange requirements on things and being an emotional, you know, bubble blowing around in the wind that, you know, any little thing can burst your bubble and then you can't just be successful because, you know, it's just not at the right time. How is that working out for you if that's in your mindset? You've got to make a change on that.
Right. I have to memorize. Here's how we hear it from coaching clients, right? You know, I have to get everything just right. You know, a lot of you guys, if you've ever studied the personality types and go back to previous radio shows, we've put a lot of effort into helping you guys understand that. But, you know, a lot of you guys, the analytical ones in particular, you guys are the most guilty of this because you will create lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of things you have to do under the guise of I have to be perfect. Perfect needs to be struck from your vocabulary. Perfect is the enemy of done. Perfect is the enemy of done. You will never be perfect. Nothing you're ever going to do is going to be perfect. Perfect is nothing other than procrastination. That's the cold, hard fact. So accept the fact that getting ready to get started is not something you can allow yourself to do if you're truly wanting to have a bigger, better quality life. Next point, and this, you know, this should be obvious to all of you guys, not following a proven path, point number four, not following a proven path. And Jules, I'll get you started on this one. How many times do we hear realtors coming to free coaching calls at freecoachingcallsforagents.com where they basically have been trying to sample from different little,
samplers.
I'm doing a little of this, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, so they're basically, they think that they have to go and create their own path opposed to following a proven path. How do we get through to these knuckleheads, letting them know that that's just a waste of time?
Well, you know, you have to follow through. You know, the word focus stands for follow one course until successful versus sampling where you're dabbling and you're trying things out. And just because you find a script online that was free and now you are in possession of that, that does not automatically meet your, you know, create your success. Follow a proven path. Make sure your coaches have actually done what you want to do. I mean, that's kind of a basic thing. Make sure that, you know, some of you guys go to all these free seminars and webinars and events, and you don't do any level of vetting whether that person is even, you know, any level of being able to coach you to the next level or to present to the next level.
Guys, listeners, do you notice how Julie is much nicer than me? I know some of you guys picked that up. So I'm going to do the X-rated version of what
you
just said. You can
unsugarcoat it for me.
The unsugarcoat, because Julie's much nicer than me, okay? So remember that when you guys are calling in requesting free coaching calls, which one you sign up for. Okay, so here's the bottom line. Virtually nobody in the coaching space has ever sold real estate before. There's only like four or five of us that we ever get compared against, and like none of them have sold real estate. Oh, and here's even the better part. You guys think you don't know what you're getting when you sign up with these other coaching companies. So oftentimes what will happen is you'll sign up with a coaching company, and then you'll be assigned to a coach, and then you're going to find out after you've signed the long-term contract that the person that you've been assigned to was literally a stewardess the previous week or literally a waiter. Nothing wrong with those jobs, but is that really what you want when you're hiring someone to help you become successful at real estate? I'm not making this up, guys. This is really what you guys are essentially not realizing is happening. Or the person who owns the coaching company has quite literally never sold real estate before. They've never sold real estate before. When you guys request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com, and a lot of you are requesting free coaching calls because you're actually ready to hire a coach, you know how, frankly, easy it is for you guys to make the decision working with us? It's very simple. We don't have contracts. You can cancel at any time, okay? Everyone else requires a contract. We've sold real estate before. All of our coaches have sold real estate before, typically over 100 homes per year. You know, the list goes on and on and on. There are no reasons why anyone would, after speaking with us, choose our competitor. I am that confident, okay? By the way, all of you need to be that confident when it comes to going on listing appointments. All of you need to be that confident when it comes to you doing your job day in and day out. That is what coaching is all about, to make it so you know that it just doesn't make sense if anyone wouldn't hire you because you're that much better than your competitors. Hey, maybe it's a little arrogant. Maybe there's even a little ego associated with that level of confidence. Who cares? It gets the job done. You know, I couldn't say it if it weren't true. And I want all of you guys to feel the same thing. When you get a listing appointment and you walk in front of that seller, I want you to look them in the eye and know in your heart and soul that you are the best agent for them. They'll feel that confidence from you when they're around you, when they see your PLP, when they listen to your listing presentation, when they, you know, they're just around you. You know what I'm talking about. When you are around successful people, you can just kind of smell it on them, can't you? That is what you have to get to, and that leads perfectly to the next point, point number five. This is my favorite point of all these. My favorite point is believing your actions follow your thinking. It's similar to the other points, but it's really worth drilling down on. Believing your actions follow your thinking. So many of you, and this was because it started in the 80s, as in the 1980s, this very trendy thing where basically everyone thought they had to get their mindset right before they actually would get into action. You know, they have to think a certain way before they actually will achieve a certain thing. It's a lie, okay? It is a lie. That's not true. You don't have to think a certain way before you can achieve. And to believe otherwise, you're setting yourself up for a constant failure. Believing that your thinking has to essentially magically lay the, you know, get you into action. It doesn't work that way. The way you change your thinking, the way you get better results, is you get into action. The way you actually achieve anything in life is by physically getting your body in motion first, and then your thoughts and your feelings will always follow. Please remember what I just said. If you're not feeling motivated to exercise right now, get started exercising, and then maybe 10, 15 minutes, or if you're like me, more like 3 hours later, you'll actually feel like exercising, okay? But the fact is that you do not wait to feel like exercising. You start exercising. You don't wait to feel like, you know, calling that seller who always, you know, is a hardhead about lowering their price. You just do it, and then while you're in the action of doing it, you're going to find the motivation. Get into action, and your feelings and your thoughts will follow. Waiting for your feelings and thoughts to lead to action will result in you going broke, or, you know, at the very best case scenario, is going to result in you having ups and downs in your income. Julie, this is such a critical point, isn't it?
Totally is. And I, you know, it's funny whenever we present this point, I always hear Rory, our old broker, his voice in my head, where he would detect somebody was kind of in a mood and maybe not doing what they should be in the office, and he'd go tearing through and he'd go, not feeling up to it today? How would you feel if you just took a listing? Go take a listing,
right.
Then tell me how you feel. And then he'd storm off. And it, I mean, it's so true.
Yep.
What he was saying is do the action and then see how you feel, not make your income so dependent on your emotional status. I mean, that's – and, I, you know, we tease agents a lot if they had a, quote, real job and they were bringing this kind of, like, I have to feel like it to their job, they'd be fired today. You can't get away with that in the real world. But how do we get away with this in real estate? Because nobody's keeping a close eye on you. That's why. So,
well,
and
let's be honest, a lot of brokers, office managers, team leaders, you guys are afraid of your agents. You know, that's just preposterous. You're afraid to say, get off your ass. Well, hire me. I'll do it for you. You know, hire someone in my coaching company.
Yeah.
We'll do it for you if you're afraid to do it. But the reality of it is if they don't understand, if you don't understand that your results ultimately come from your actions, your feelings, your emotions, your motivation, all of that. You can write the best business plan ever, but if you don't get into action, what difference does it make? I mean, aren't all of you at some level guilty of doing that, writing these phenomenal business plans, spending days, weeks pondering on all these, you know, minuscule ideas that you have, I mean, in terms of like you, how many contacts and all this, that, and the other, it doesn't lead to anything because doing that is not the same as actually picking up the phone, is it? Doing that's not the same as going on a listing appointment, is it? So get into action, and your physical body will lead the way for your mental and emotional state. That's where you find the success. And it all goes back to the thing that Julie and I say constantly to you guys. Again, it's not popular. It's not trendy. You're not going to hear it on a, or read it on a motivational poster in the office. But success comes from doing what you don't want to do when you don't want to do it at the highest level. That's it. That's as simple as it can be.
Yeah.
In other words, doing every single day what you don't want to do, because most days you are not going to feel like doing the things that lead to making money in real estate. You're just not going to, especially this time of year.
Normal.
Do it anyway. Yeah, it is normal.
Yeah, well, it's
do
funny
it anyway.
That quote starts with the word doing. Do what it, you know, don't feel like doing when you don't feel like doing it at a very high level, but we start with the word actually doing, as in taking action.
Guys, listen, you know, real estate is a blessing. There's no other industry like this. There's no other opportunity for you out there like this. Some of you guys are only halfway committed to your careers in real estate, and that's the reason that you're not even getting any results whatsoever. Some of you are part-time in real estate. I say this occasionally, and it's true. Some of the, I say, most impressive agents I'm coaching personally, or I hear from our other coaches and their coaching, are agents that have full-time jobs because they have basically set aside 5 or 10 hours per week to drill down on their real estate businesses. And because they are focused on that, on the real estate business for that time, they get better results than agents who consider themselves full-time most cases. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
true. You know, the reality of it, guys, is there is nothing else that you can be doing. There's no other business you could be doing. There's no other opportunity out there for you to make this much money, help this many people, that really, if we're being honest, requires so little effort. I mean, this is easy. There's no heavy lifting. You're not digging a ditch. You're not framing a house. You're not doing any real work. You're not. You're basically talking to people. And in most cases, you're saying the same thing over and over and over and over again. I mean, your conversation with your sellers are always going to be the same. The conversation with the buyers are always going to be the same. The conversation with the other agents are always going to be the same. It's doing it consistently when you don't want to do it that's the difference. So,
and doing it at
you know,
a high level.
Yeah, and doing it at a high level. That's true. Not, I mean, as Julie likes to say, it's not just making the contact. It's making the contact with the intent of setting the appointment. So listen, guys, you know, remember, your year started October 1st, 2 days ago. Your 2015 has already started. What are you going to do now to make this the best year of your lives? What are you going to do now to make it so that you're not going to suffer as many of you have been? Or, as I would say, a majority of our personal coaching clients who are listening, what are you going to do now to make it so that 2014 wasn't just your best year ever, but it was the start of a series of long-term success? You don't just have to have one good week, day, month, year. You can have a great career. You can have – why is it that you guys sometimes think that you can't make more money year after year? That's not true. You can. You can become more successful year after year. You can have better experiences. You can have, you know, a bigger house if that's what you choose to. You can be debt-free. You can make it so that you're living off enough passive income that you no longer have to work anymore. You can do all the things that you really set your heart to do because of the amazing thing that real estate can be. You just have to put your mind to it and then follow a path. Follow a path that's been proven to work with other people. Follow a path that will get you to where you want to be and stop wasting time. Make this year, 2015 now, remember October 1st was the start of your new year, so make this year the year that you're going to take it to the next level. Start thinking big, guys, and act even bigger. And we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.